This is what reality is. You have to have anger, you have to have love. Not this, there is none of that. Because you could be emotionless. He starts with the best story we have. Because whenever we want to talk a lot about these opposing sides, we go to Pharaoh and Moses. Because over there, everybody knows who Pharaoh is. Not you, but everybody knows. Pharaoh is the king of the king of the kings. Pharaoh is the dictator. Pharaoh is the owner. Pharaoh is, in reality, is the most powerful god. That's Pharaoh. Reality. Moses is not real, is he? Now, if I give you enough power, now time, power is money, right? If I give you enough money, you could make a pharaoh, can't you? You would buy a country, and you would hand it to a stupid dictator, and make everybody worship him. And if you pay enough, everybody will do it, right? So with money, you could buy a pharaoh. What should I give you to make a Moses? Mm. 400, you should make some magic that this pharaoh will do some act of silliness and self-preservation to make it happen. If not, I'm sorry. No private room. His father is working for Pharaoh. The mother is living in a village. No babies, period. And nobody could bring them together. The only power who could bring the father and mother of Moses together is
Pharaoh.
Do you remember how he did it? One of the stories that you have to learn. And you have to learn good. And it's very long, so it will take you years to learn is the story of Moses and Pharaoh. Because this is, I said, story of Moses. I'm not talking about Prophet Moses at all. I'm not talking about the Judaism. I'm talking about story. And here is a part of that story, hidden part of it. We made an elaborate story to explain everything in the story of Moses and Pharaoh, because that presents the fight I have with myself, my spirit and my mind. My mind is the Pharaoh. He is the rightful owner here. He has been here forever. Heritage and everything belongs to Pharaoh. And Pharaoh necessarily is not bad. If the Pharaoh fights Moses, is bad. And the Moses, the prophet, the breath, the message in my imagination is there. That's my Moses. And Moses is here to do what? Just one thing. To free some part of me from this Pharaoh. And that's all. And they could work together. And they will, and they did. At the beginning, they worked together. If there was no Pharaoh, no Moses. The sister of Pharaoh should pick up the child. The child should grow in the palace of Pharaoh. That's where my Moses arrived. My Moses is growing in me. This Pharaoh one, right? The material one, the real one. Both are real, and they are not opposite each other. They complete each other. Here, Rumi officially will say, look at the Moses and Pharaoh, because they are the companion of the path. They are the one who will define the path. And if you look at the surface of it, facial value shows that one is in the path and the other one is out. But this is not how it is. Yes, in the day, Moses is here. But nighttime, Pharaoh is here. And you know what nighttime Pharaoh does? Exactly like the Moses. He knows. And we say, oh my God, why did you give me this robe? I have to fight this God. And I have to be bad. Because he knows. He knows that Moses is radiant with light. Yes, listen to, these are the out loud cry of the Pharaoh. Yes.
By that whereby thou hast made Moses' face like the moon, thou hast made the moon of my soul to be black-faced. My star was not better than a moon. Since it has suffered eclipse, what help have I? If they beat drums in my honor as Lord and Sultan, the moon is eclipsed, and the people beat bowls. They beat those bowls and raise a clamor. They put the moon to shame by their blows. I, who am Pharaoh, oh, woe is me, because of the people, my supreme lord is the blows on the bowl. We are fellow servants, but thy axe is cleaving the sappy boughs in thy forest. Then it makes one bough to be firmly planted, another bough to be left uncared for. The bough has no power against the axe. No bough escapes from the power of the axe. By the truth of the might which belongs to thy axe, do thou graciously make these crooked actions straight.
Okay, this is the first part of his speech. He brought in an axe, that normally the handle of the axe is a branch. And the axe breaking the branches and doing the magic to even connect them. So you will see that during his session, Pharaoh acknowledges that everything happens with the will of God. He knows that deep down, but he knows that in the daytime he has some very work to do and some duties to attend, and he wonders. Now, listen about that bewilderment in Pharaoh, because that could happen to you, inshallah. Yes.
Once more Pharaoh said to himself, oh wonderful, am not I the whole night in, O our Lord? In secret I am growing humble and harmonious. When I reach Moses, how am I becoming? The color of base gold is in 10 coats. How is it becoming black face in the presence of the fire? Is it not that my heart and body are under his control? At one moment he makes me a kernel, at another moment a rind. When he bids me be a cornfield, I become green. When he bids me be ugly, I become yellow. At one moment he makes me a moon, at another black. How indeed is the action of God other than this? Before the bat of his decree, be and it was, we are running in space and beyond.
This is the last declaration. So, who understands the creation better here? Moses or Pharaoh? Pharaoh. This Pharaoh realized that, you know what? Deep down, I'm a good one. Is he right or not? Don't dare to say no. Because for millennia, it was only the Pharaoh. Before us, life has been here. Animals are here. I know you don't acknowledge them. Whenever we talk selfishly, you come only to humanity. Remember when we talk about life? Life has been here, and self and selfishness and all that has been here. And it is, I dare to say, it is beautiful. Lies and cheatings and all the tricks. Life plays is beautiful.